And Jason Fanica, who has just decided to hang him up, he made the announcement last week. He joins us on our IM Flash hotline to talk about that process. Jason, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing, my man?
Dude, it's great to hear from you. I got to admit, I saw the post, and I was like simultaneously proud and bummed. And I mean, it was even a little bit emotional for me. I can't imagine how emotional it was for you.
Oh, yeah. It definitely was a hard decision to make, especially, you know, a game that I love and that I've come to really respect. And that's really what it came down to is the respect factor of, I mean, being home with my family, but respecting the game enough to hang it up when I don't want to play, when I'd rather be close to home and be around my family, you know?
Yeah.
So,
Jason, it was
that's
only
really what it came down to.
Pardon me. It was only a couple of weeks ago we had you on, and we were talking about, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you don't mind sharing with us, what eventuated with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Say that again. Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I was just going to say, it was like, you know, a number of weeks ago we had you on, and we were talking about how excited you were to go out to Pittsburgh because the Pittsburgh Steelers just signed you. If you don't mind sharing with us and our listeners, what eventuated with Pittsburgh?
Well, I mean, it was a great place. I definitely loved the atmosphere. The players were really good. Like, to be around, everybody was there for one reason. They didn't care who you were or what you've done. Everybody wanted to win a world championship, and that's kind of the atmosphere around there. And I loved it. I mean, for a couple of days that I was there, and I was very excited to get out there. But just trying to go and do something where your heart's not in it, your mind's not in it, it was just tough for me to keep on pushing on. So out of respect, like I said, for the game, I just decided to come home and try to do some other things.
So it looked like you alluded to maybe the beginning of a coaching career, or at least exploring the possibilities of getting into the field of coaching. Is that the plan?
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm going to go to Utah in the fall, as you guys have probably seen on that post. And I'm going to dive into the coaching ranks and see if I can make that my career. I'd love to stay around the game and love to do something with the game that could provide for my family, but I just felt like playing wasn't going to be something that I wanted to do anymore. So I figured coaching, you know, I love to be around the guys, and I love the game. So I want to be around it as long as I can for the duration of my career as far as what I want to do as a job. So I'm excited, and I'm happy that the coaches, I actually went to see Coach Scally on the Tuesday before I had left to Pittsburgh that coming week, and I talked to him about an opportunity of coming back and possibly helping out and being a GA and just doing something with the team and finishing up my schooling. And he told me that they would love to have me come in. So I met with Coach Powell, and the rest was history. I told them that I didn't want to play anymore. And they said that they would help me get into the coaching ranks if that's something that I wanted to do.
So it's a weird – I mean, we don't get a chance to talk to guys who make this decision and then, you know, maybe a week later we get to talk to them or something like that. It's a pretty rare occurrence here. So moving on to the coaching thing, it's staying close to the game and it's staying in the game, but – obviously in a different role, do you feel like you're going to be able to smoothly transition out of that? Like you're a big guy, you're a strong guy, you're a guy who's competed at a very high level for such a long time. Are you going to be able to satisfy those competitive urges in the coaching ranks, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so. I think as far as the kind of coach that I want to be, you know, I want to be able to put in everything that I have into my players, because obviously I won't be playing anymore. And that's how I've seen great coaches in the past. I mean, one reason why I want to be a coach And I was talking to this about my, or I was talking about this to my wife, and it's really came down to, you know, some of the men that I really admire and that I would love to be like, not only as a man, but as a father, as a member of the church that I attend, and, you know, there's just someone that the community looks up to, and the one guy that will always come to my mind is Kalani. And then, Coach Tuiaki, those two guys have really instilled a great role model as far as something that I admire to become. And so that's why I want to get into the ranks. And obviously being around Coach Witt, Coach Galley, Coach Shaw, Coach Anna, Coach Powell. I mean, those are amazing men and men that I want to be like when I grow up, not only as a man, but as a father. And as someone that in the community, people can trust and look to. So, I feel like as long as I'm reaching for that goal, as far as becoming a man that I want to become, I feel like, I mean, any competitive edge or anything that I will have as a player, I'll be able to satisfy it, because I feel like that'll just be something as far as a goal. That I'll be working towards, so that'll be my main focus. And then obviously helping these young men accomplish their dreams, and then trying to get them ready for manhood, so to speak, and trying to influence them for the good, to be good men, to be great men. And that's really where my desire to coach is coming from.
Is it only the college level that you're interested in coaching? Because we've seen guys that take a similar path and they end up maybe dropping down to the high school level. And you're a local guy, obviously. We've seen a lot of high school, I guess the level of competition in high schools is really filtered to where there's like five good teams and then everyone else is just kind of an also-ran. And I think a big part of that is coaching. So there's a need here in the state for more competitive coaches to be involved at every level. Is high school or only college what you're interested in?
I definitely am interested in high school. During my redshirt year, when I was at Utah, 2013, that summer, or 2014, sorry, that summer I was able to work with my high school football players just in the summer and work with them as far as in the weight room and just trying to teach these guys how to drop back. And, you know, it was a lot of fun to teach, you know, these young boys that are so hungry. I mean, they don't know a lot. I mean, coming up from middle school and little league. So, I mean, just being able to learn that they are so coachable, that helped me out as a player. But I think that would be something maybe in the future. But as far as right now, I mean, maybe in the next 10 years, I'd love to stay in college. I think the challenge of trying to mold these young men, not only on the field, but, I mean, in the classroom and then off the field in the streets, I think it presents a unique challenge, and I definitely want to be able to be a part of that.
Jason, whether the fans want to admit this or not, with Coach Sataki at the helm down at BYU, the respect to the University of Utah, the fans, and everyone associated with the program, I mean, the respect for BYU has gone up a lot since Bronco has left. You mentioned Kalani and Tuiaki. I'm curious, was there any thought in approaching them and maybe pursuing a coaching career down at BYU, or was your heart set on Utah the entire time?
I don't think I look good in blue.
A lot of Utah fans.
I agree,
like that.
Actually. I don't think you'd look as good.
I think it'd show off the hidden weight that I'm trying to hide. I think I better stick to red and black. No, but I mean, in all seriousness, I think, I mean, everywhere that I've seen, as far as for myself, everything that I've pictured for myself in the future, and I've thought about this, I mean, last year, after I didn't get drafted, and even when I was playing, I mean, whenever I've thought about my future as far as 5-10 years down the road, it's been at Utah. So for me to try to go somewhere else, it'd be pretty tough to try to coach somewhere else. But I mean, as long as I can try to get my foot in the door, I'd rather do that at Utah, to be around those men and be able to say that I was a Utah player. I went here and I know what these players are going through. So that's really, you know, where my heart's set on. And as far as going to BYU, I don't think I could ever do that.
No, now you're back in town. You're going to come to the gym every once in a while?
Oh, yeah. You know, I like I said, I need to lose some weight anyways, maybe drop down to 220, 215 to where nobody's ever seen me since junior high. So, you know, that would be a fun challenge that I need to get at. So I'll definitely be coming to see you down there.
You're going to pull a Heva Latui, Jason.
Oh, I look a lot better than Heva.
Well, thanks for taking the time with us. We're proud of you for having a good career, and we're excited that we'll be seeing you up on the hill.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys, for having me on, as always. Look forward to the next time that I get to be on with you guys.
See you, Jason.
Jason Fanica, recently retired.